بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد. Just a few points of reminder for every one of us. Is it the golden rule of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? لَإِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ. That the more shukr we make and we appreciate the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will increase His bounties and His favors upon us. And how does it start off? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, مَنْ لَمْ يَشْكُرِ النَّاسِ لَمْ يَشْكُرِ اللَّهِ. That person who is not thankful to his fellow human friend and being, then how can he ever be thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So the starting point for every one of us, especially at Khatmi Qur'an, is to greet the Hufaz and to make shukr to the Hufaz and to thank them. Because the life of a Hafiz who's performing especially Taraweeh, wallahi, if you're not performing, you won't know. The nights, if he's got a difficult part, sometimes not even having Halim also, because it's going to affect his stomach. Ask the mothers and the wives at home, Hafiz Ab sometimes is dashing in, the cheese samosas are piping hot. If you wait, it's going to get rock hard. They calling him, he say, wait one minute, that Mutashabiyaz is catching me. He's sacrificing, he'll have even cold food. Sometimes the wife also will have to put the air fryer later on. Sometimes he won't even eat. Every person's tabiyat is different. Some won't even eat after iftar. Because they, you know, the tabiyat can go off. They'll eat only later on. And they'll sacrifice. The extent of the hafiz, he sacrificed, so our khatam got made in Taraweeh Salah. Allah be witness to it. But we have to at least acknowledge that shukr and appreciate them. Meet the Hufaz, Jazakumullah, Allah reward you, Allah increase you inshaAllah. That opportunity that we had, one is the Hufaz, Alhamdulillah. The opportunity of making khatme Quran in Salah. SubhanAllah. Now we ask our friends, back in South Africa, in Cape Town, you see, we can count the masajid in which Khatme Quran takes place. Yes, yet us, all the old people that have white beard will say, we remember not having Hufaz and they performing for us. They were performing Salah. So what happened? This is the bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that He keeps it with whomsoever He desires. So there's a few masajid, and around the world, imagine importing Hufaz. It was about 4 years ago, I think so. There was only two masajid in Ireland in which Khatmi Quran took place. Imagine in a country. Here you look in Durban, you can put your salah board on and you can choose which Taraweeh you want to go for. We can choose which one we want to go for. Such are the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon us. We need to make shukr to Allah, appreciate these bounties that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us, and especially the Hufaz that have made khatam tonight. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward them, reward the children, reward the parents, reward the asatida, reward the wives. They also, this is the sacrifice behind the scenes. We're not seeing all of that, but that's what's happening behind the scenes. That the sacrifice of everyone, the entire family unit, so this khatam could take place today in our masjid. And in all the masajid, alhamdulillah, majority that have finished on the 29th night. But the message for us in a few moments, just a few moments, because alhamdulillah we had a nice heartfelt dua, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept it. So just a few points. The month of Ramadan is about to come to a closure. What do we leave this month of Ramadan with? Is the month of Ramadan going to leave us, or are we going to leave the month of Ramadan? Allah knows best. Meaning, will we see another Ramadan? Only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it such that we see many, many more Ramadans inshaAllah. With afiyat, with sihat, with iman, in good health, with freedom and the ability to practice the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the lesson that we leave this month of Ramadan, yes, the month of Ramadan may come to an end, but the month of Ramadan came with a very, very important gift.
Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam went for Mi'raj, he came with a gift. Month of Ramadan has come with a gift. And that gift has to perpetuate, continue, and move. We have to move forward in life with that gift. Because Shahru Ramadan alladhi unzila fihi al-Qur'an. This month of Ramadan was about Qur'an. Everything about the month of Ramadan was Qur'an. Qur'an Sharif. Inna anzalnahu fi laylatil qadr. Shahru Ramadan alladhi unzila fihi al-Qur'an. Inna anzalnahu fi laylatin mubarakatin. Qur'an enjoys a very close relationship with the month of Ramadan. It's for this reason, alhamdulillah, many brothers were making a lot of khatams of Qur'an. Subhanallah. When last year, this year, wallahu alam, we don't know what's the latest news. But one alim, alhamdulillah, or his yaji alim, in last Ramadan, his average was 45 paras for the month. For the day. 45 paras a day in Ramadan. 45. Now, even if you ask a hafidhul Quran, try reading that one Quran a day. You say, Mawlana, please, I need to be in itikaf for that. I need to be in itikaf for that too. No one mustn't, don't talk to me. I can't have this and I can't have this. To make that one khatam a day. Imagine reading 45 paras a day. What love of Allah, of Quran and the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept all of that ibadat of every person, but that relationship of Quran has to continue with us. We have to continue reciting the Quran. The Quran, we need to understand the message of the Quran. Wallahi brothers, you know, imagine a person is thirsty. He's thirsty. And he's got water available next to him. And he says, "Bhai, I'm dying of thirst, someone help me." "Bhai, there's water next to you, what you mean?" We are lost. We are lost in life, really. But we've got the navigation to Jannah. How can we be lost? Quran is hudan lil muttaqin. Guidance for the person who's broken. For the heart that's lost. For the person who's really down and out. You're looking for solace, for comfort, for guidance, for barakat, for afiyat. What you looking for? Everything is in Quran. Sometimes you question yourself, "Oh my Allah, I'm going through so much problems in my life. What's the solution?" Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will announce very quickly, وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ بِشَيْءٍ مِّنَ الْخَوْفِ وَالْجُوعِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "Wait, I have taken qasam that I am going to be testing you." وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ. Glad tidings for those that are patient. Sometimes you think to yourself, "Ya Allah, so many catastrophes are happening around the world. Floods very recent in South Africa. The pandemic. أَمْ حَسِبْتُمْ أَن تَدْخُلُوا الْجَنَّةَ وَلَمَّا يَأْتِكُمْ مَثَلُ الَّذِينَ خَلَوْا مِن قَبْلِكُمْ. Do you think you're just going to enter Jannah? It's a walk in a park? Allah says, "No. I'm telling you, you're going to be tested. How do I differentiate the Jannati from the Jahannami? This is the test you have to go through to separate the men from the boys," you would say. Or the Jannati from the Jahannami. The test comes for this reason. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give a person Jannah. He says, "Bima kuntum ta'amaloon." Because of your sabr, because of your a'mal, and because of whatever. Person is sick, he's looking for cure. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Quran is shifa. وَشِفَاءُ لِمَا فِي الصُّدُورِ وَيَشْفِي صُدُورَ قَوْمٍ مُؤْمِنِينَ. Quran is your shifa, subhanallah. In Roshni, once there was a program, after the program, there was talk of Quran Sharif. So one brother comes and he says, "Mawlana, personal incident. Mother is alive, alhamdulillah." So he says that she had a stroke. She was bedridden. She couldn't move. And alhamdulillah, we tried different, everyone came with wazifas and different things. And one alim says, the greatest wazifa is Quran. So we started khatam of Quran. And khatam upon khatam. And khatam upon khatam. And he says, the moment we finished about 130 khatams, day we wake up one day, for tahajjud, for fajr salah, we wake up, and we see that our mother is sitting on the musalla. She was bedridden. She's sitting on the musalla. She's making dua. Ma, what happened? I also don't know. I woke up, I was moving. Like normal, I woke up early. I wait for y'all to come to make my wudu for Fajr. But this time I moved my leg. It was moving. And I started moving and I made my wudu and I started my tahajjud salah. But that was barakat of Quran Sharif.
ND442114 a Honda. ND442114 a Honda. Needs to be removed.
So Quran is Shifa. Quran is got the remedy and the cure for everything. Person is in debt, ayat of Quran. Person is sick, ayat of Quran. Whatever we're looking for, we'll find it in the Quran Sharif. Sometimes you find, Ya Allah, the amount of guna I have committed, I don't think so there's any way out for me. Then you read the ayat of the Quran, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is addressing the person who has committed every sin. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, O my servant. Imagine the sinner, the person who he will see is gunihgar, person who's a sinner. Allah is saying, my servant, La taqnatu min rahmatillah. Don't lose hope of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. La tayasu min rawhillah. Don't ever lose courage. Don't lose heart. The help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is ready to forgive every sin. And sometimes, alhamdulillah, we in ibadat and we're making a lot of dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is blessing us. And then that moment also we shouldn't be too in jubilation and happiness. Then although also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us lessons. وَالْعَاقِبَةُ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ إِنَّمَا يَتَقَبَّلُ اللَّهُ مِنَ الْمُتَّقِينَ You know, not your last moment of life. Allah only accepts from the muttaqin. We don't know, has Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepted this ibadah? Our taraweeh, our fasting, the month of Ramadan, we don't know. So wallahi brothers, open up the Quran, read the Quran, love the Quran, attach ourselves with Quran Sharif. Imagine when, what was the greatest fear that the kuffar of Makkah Mukarramah had? One of the greatest fears they had, the greatest fear is that they mustn't hear tilawat of Quran. They didn't want their children and women to hear. Why? Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu is performing salah in his courtyard. He's reading loudly, audible. Bypasses people who are crossing and going on that street. They could hear him reciting Quran. Women and children are attached to that wall of the house and listening to his tilawat. They came to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and said, Ya Rasulallah, he's not listening. They're complaining to the kuffar. He says, he has to read silently. He's reading loudly. He says, but what's the problem? He's in his house. He says, no, our women and children are taken a liking to the Quran. We fear they'll become Muslim. Akhtham bin Saifi, who was the chief of his tribe, he comes to Nabi Sallam with two questions. He's a kafir. Kafir. He says, Ya Rasulallah, Ya Muhammad, he's not a Muslim. So he says, Ya Muhammad, two questions. Man anta wa ma anta. Who are you? What have you come with? And what are you? So man anta, who am I? No titles. No titles. And at the end of it, DB. Some brothers say, don't bother. He says, Damat barakatuhum. But he says, no long titles. Who am I? Me, Muhammad ibn Abdullah. My name is Muhammad, the son of Abdullah. Okay, very humble servant. But wama anta? What have you come with? What's your mission and your motto of life? So Nabi Sam recited one ayat of the Quran to a kafir. Inna Allah ya'muru bil adli wal ihsani wa ita'i dhil qurba wa yanha 'anil fahsha'i wal munkari wal baghi ya'idhukum la'allakum tadhakkarun. This ayat was revealed. Akhtham bin Saifi says, I'm ready to become a Muslim. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa. Today you ask me, what is this, inna Allah ya'muru bil adl? Well, if you're snoozing in the khutbah, wake up, now salah is going to start. We know that ayat is the termination of the khutbah, hasn't? What's the meaning of it? What's the message? What Allah is telling us in this ayah? Imagine going to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and we don't know what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to us. It was a love message that Allah sent. You know, sometimes someone is far away and they sent, maybe they can't make a phone call because of whatever case it may be, situation, and they send you a message, your beloved. They send you a message. You read it, Allahu Akbar. And then you read it again, and you want to see whether you read it correctly again also. Inshallah, they're all fine, inshallah. I'm just waiting to speak with this person, man. When Papa is going to get his SIM card now? I'm getting all the messages, when he's going to get his SIM card so I can phone him? He's only on roaming SMS, not calls. So I want to phone, speak to him. Whoever it may be. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us living messages. These are living messages. Every ayat of the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving us a message. He's talking to us. Umar radiallahu anhu said, if you want to talk to Allah, perform salah. And if you want Allah to talk to you, recite Quran. Allah is talking to you. When we recite the Quran, Allah is talking to us. And how many of us really feel, my Allah is talking to me. Allah forgive me, Allah forgive me. Sometimes we'll be in the middle of an ayah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us a graphic description of Jahannam. Graphic description. تَلْفَحُ وَجُوهَهُمُ النَّارُ وَهُمْ فِيهَا كَالِحُونَ Whichever ayat of the Quran, Jahannam is being spoken about. And there your phone is ringing. You'll put Allah on pause and you'll take the call of insan. Allah was talking to you, but you put him on pause. Na'udhu billah. Allah forgive us. We know in South Africa, it's so hard to get hold of the department. Example, electricity, you try now. They're cutting you off. Eventually, when you do get hold of him, you tell him, wait 1 minute. He's going to drop your call. He say, I'm not waiting for you. You put Allah on hold. What? Allah forgive us. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the true love of Quran Sharif. And we take Quran to heart, inshaAllah. We heard in this masjid, Mawlana Rahimullah gave us one example and he says that one lady became Muslim. So Mawlana asked her that, why did you become Muslim? So she said, after reading the message of the Quran 5 times, cover to cover, after reading that, I'm ready to become a Muslim. I am a follower of the Quran. Have I understood the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Here a non-Muslim says, cover to cover, I know the message of the Quran Sharif. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the message of tonight is that we take Quran to heart. We love Quran. We understand Quran. We recite Quran with tajweed. Brothers, it's not difficult. It's not difficult at all. The moment you start, wallahi, if the heart is in the right direction, you start one page and you'll be gripped. Definitely. The message of the Quran is so sweet. It's so amazing. It's so mind-boggling. You just cannot believe yourself. Wow, look at this. Allah is talking to me. Didn't many of us come to the masjid and we felt like Mawlana Yunus Rahimahullah was speaking to me like. Now that's someone who's speaking about the kalam of Allah. Imagine the speech of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself. You're reading this, Allah is saying, Ya Allah, you're talking to me definitely. I'm in this problem. This is my situation now. The solution is there. That's the remedy. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us tawfiq. So let us make mashwara with the ulama inshallah. We've got an imam sahab. We've got ulama in our locality. So we ask them, Mawlana, what type of tafsir you looking for? You looking for some detail or you looking for something very brief? We may need to ask questions, Mawlana, which will be an appropriate one? What type of tafsir you looking for? More incidents, meaning the backdrop of every ayah? Or you looking just for ahkam and the laws? You looking for maybe just pure translation? First I want to get translation. So find out there's different tafsirs available in the market. But the important thing is to latch on. And even if you do one page a day, even if you do one page, we heard from the ulama, what they say, that if a person starts hifz, and he does one ayat a day, one ayat, only one ayat, but deep down he's saying, Allah, my intention is to become hafiz. But he's doing one ayat. If he passes away while he's doing one ayat a day, inshallah, he'll be resurrected amongst the hufaz. Because of his intention. And if we start and we do one page a day, or we do half a page also, or we set a time and we say only 5 minutes, right? No problem. 5 minutes. At least we're giving 5 minutes. Inshallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive us, inshallah, for not understanding fully the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Alhamdulillah, we had a very fulfilling, heartfelt dua after the khatam of Quran, because khatam of Quran was the moment when duas are accepted. So alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept all of our duas, and we continue also with making dua for the entire ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because of which inshallah in this session now we'll just have a very short dua. Inshallah, Mulana Fahim Sahib will be making a more lengthy dua in the second session. We can join him for the second session, inshallah.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidina Muhammadi wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. Allahumma a'inna ala dhikrika wa shukrika wa husna ibadatik. Allahumma la mani'a lima atayt wa la mu'tiya lima mana'at wa la yanfa'u dhal jadd minkal jadd. Ya awwal al awwalin wa ya akhir al akhirin wa ya dhal quwwatil mateen wa ya rahim al masakin wa ya arham al rahimin. Ya arham al rahimin manzulun bika kullu haja. Ya hayyu ya qayyum bi rahmatika nastaghith. Ya hayyu ya qayyum bi rahmatika nastaghith. أصلح لنا شأننا كله ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا طرفة عين. جزى الله عنا نبينا محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم بما هو أهله. يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد صلاة تكون لك رضا وله جزاء ولحقه أداء وعاطه الوسيلة والفضيلة والمقام المحمود الذي وعدته وجزه عنا ما هو أهله وجزه أفضل ما جازيت نبيا عن قومه ورسولا عن أمتي وصل على جميع إخوانه من النبيين والصالحين يا أرحم الراحمين هو الله most loving, most caring, most forgiving, most merciful Allah. Ya Allah, we thank you for all of the bounties you have blessed us with. Ya Allah, you have blessed us with this blessed month of Ramadan, O my Allah. Ya Allah, it was your sheer grace and mercy upon us that we had witnessed this month of Ramadan with Iman, O my Allah, in good health, O my Allah. Ya Allah, that we were able to recite your Kalam-e Paak, O my Allah, and sit in your house, O my Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen, increase us in your favors and your bounties, O my Allah. Do not snatch away your favors and bounties from us, O my Allah. Ya Allah, grant us your love and the love of your Habib, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, O my Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, forgive all our sins. Ya Allah, forgive the sins of the entire ummah of Nabiya Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma ghfir lana wa lil mu'minina wal mu'minat wal muslimina wal muslimat. O my Allah, most loving, most caring, most beautiful Allah, most forgiving Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, grant us the tawfiq to live lives of piety and obedience, O my Allah. Make sin most hated and detested to us, O my Allah. Make sin hard and difficult for us, O my Allah. Ya Allah, we are turning to you, O my Allah, in these closing days of the month of Ramadan, that you accept all of our ibadat, O my Allah. Ya Allah, crown our tilawat of Quran, our taraweeh salah, our fasting, our sadaqat, our charities, and our good deeds with acceptance, O my Allah. Ya Allah, you crown it with acceptance, O my Allah. Ya Allah, what worries us, O my Allah, is you have announced in the Quran, إِنَّمَا يَتَقَبَّلُ اللَّهُ مِنَ الْمُتَّقِينَ. O my Allah, we don't even know whether we are counted amongst the muttaqeen. Ya Allah, forgive us, O my Allah, and accept our a'mal. Ya Allah, enlist us amongst your friends and your awliya, O my Allah. Ya Allah, grant us the tawfiq to perform our 5 times daily salah in the masjid. Grant us khushu and khudu in our salah, concentration, love and devotion, O my Allah. Ya Allah, place the coolness of our eyes in salah, O my Allah. Ya Allah, attach our hearts to the masjid, O my Allah. Ya Allah, help our children, O my Allah. Ya Allah, hold them by the hands and keep them on sirat mustaqim, O my Allah. Ya Allah, protect them from every fitna, O my Allah. There are so many fitnas that are lashing out in the ummah, O my Allah. Ya Allah, protect them and help them, O my Allah.
Ya Allah, protect us and our children from irtidad, O my Allah. Ya Allah, consolidate our iman, strengthen our iman, grant us iman and yaqeen in you, O my Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, grant us worry and concern for our iman. Ya Allah, grant us worry and concern for our iman. Grant us love for your kalam-e-paak, O my Allah. Grant us love, O my Allah. The power of your kalam, O my Allah. Ya Arhamar Rahimeen, please the power in our physical eyes, O my Allah. Ya Allah, place the power in our spiritual eye that we can see the difference between haqq and batil. Ya Allah, we know what's the fitna and we can protect ourselves. Ya Allah, become us, become ours, O my Allah, and make us yours, O my Allah. Ya Allah, become ours and make us yours, O my Allah. Make us your beloved friends, O my Allah. Ya Allah, grant us the tawfiq to understand your kalam-e-paak, to understand the message, O my Allah, to recite kalam-e-paak, O my Allah, with the tajweed, O my Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen. Ya Allah, grant us the ability to fulfill all of the ahkam of deen. Ya Allah, with love, O my Allah, with devotion and with ikhlas. Accept our charities, our sadaqat, our zakat, O my Allah. Ya Allah, those brothers of the ummah that are suffering in the different parts of the world, Ya Allah, remove the difficulties and the sufferings of the ummah of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, O my Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, grant every one of us, O my Allah, good deaths, O my Allah. Ya Allah, grant us mubarak deaths, O my Allah. Ya Allah, we don't know when the angel of death is going to strike, O my Allah. Ya Allah, when the angel of death is going to strike, O my Allah. Ya Allah, then irrespective of who is around us and who requires us and who needs us, O my Allah. Whether we've got young children, O my Allah. Whether we're newly married or whether we've got old parents, O my Allah. When the angel of death has to strike, Ya Allah, there's no barriers. Ya Allah, He will snatch us and take us out from our environment. Ya Allah, we don't know when that moment is to come. Grant us tawfiq to prepare for that meeting with you, O my Allah. Ya Allah, grant us love for meeting you, O my Allah. Ya Allah, grant us good deaths, O my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us, O my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us, O my Allah. That we are so attached with this material world, O my Allah. That death is a bitter topic to us, O my Allah. When death is the barrier, and Ya Allah, death is the bridge that joins the lover to the beloved, O my Allah. Ya Allah, grant us the ability to prepare for that moment, O my Allah. Let it be in a moment that we are happy to meet you, O my Allah. And you are happy to meet us, O my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive our dress code, O my Allah. Ya Allah, when the Malakul Maut is to strike, Ya Allah, they're not going to take out our branded clothes, O my Allah. Ya Allah, the brothers that are responsible will be cutting our clothes out, O my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us, O my Allah. Ya Allah, we are not prepared for that meeting. Ya Allah, grant us preparation, O my Allah. Ya Allah, grant us love for dhikrullah, O my Allah. Ya Allah, let there be only you in our hearts, O my Allah. Ya Allah, take out ghayrullah from our hearts. Ya Allah, polish and clean our hearts, O my Allah. So when Malakul Maut has to squeeze life out of our bodies, O my Allah, at that moment, only the kalima, La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, comes out of our hearts, O my Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, grant us, Ya Allah, a good abode in akhirat, O my Allah. Grant us Jannatul Firdaus, O my Allah. Ya Allah, let the qabr be a peaceful abode for us, O my Allah. Let it be a garden from the gardens of Jannah for us, O my Allah. Ya Allah, when we pass away, O my Allah, and the angels come to question us, grant us the tawfiq to answer the questions of the angels with ease, O my Allah. Let us prepare for that examination. Ya Allah, grant us our books of deeds in our right hand, O my Allah. And grant us shade under your arsh, O my Allah. Grant us a drink from the Hawdi Kawthar, O my Allah. On the day when the sun will be a mile's distance above our heads, O my Allah. Ya Allah. Ya Allah, when man will be running helter-skelter. Ya Allah, when Quran had depicted it, O my Allah. Yawma yafirru al-mar'u min akhi. When a man will be running away from his brother, from his mother and his father, from his children and his spouse. Ya Allah, when is the moment when everyone will be worried? لِكُلِّ مْرِئٍ مِّنْهُمْ يَوْمَ إِذٍ شَأْنُ يُغْنِي. Everyone will be worried about himself. Ya Allah, we will be so worried because we don't know whether our end abode is going to be Jannah or Jahannam. Ya Allah, we are so weak, oh my Allah. We cannot even tolerate the flame of a candle, oh my Allah. How our weak bodies are going to tolerate the fire of Jahannam? Ya Allah, protect us. Ya Allah, grant us Jannatul Firdaus. Ya Allah, without going to Jahannam, let us pass the Sirat with the speed of lightning. Ya Allah, protect us, oh my Allah, on the day of Qiyamah, from the difficulties and the horrors, and the worries and the concerns of the day of Qiyamah. Bless us with the Shafa'ah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Ya Allah, include us from the group and the companions of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Ya Allah, forgive our past. We shun the sunnah, oh my Allah. But tonight we have realized the importance of it. Grant us tawfiq. Ya Allah, we are tried, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, sometimes it is pressure. Sometimes it is negligence and jahala. Sometimes it is ghaflat, oh my Allah. Sometimes it is shahwa and desire. But grant us love for the sunnah of our Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, help the ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wherever they are suffering. Ya Allah, remove the difficulties of the ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Grant us true love for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Grant us the ability to love every sunnah, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, accept all of our ibadat in the month of Ramadan, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, bless the entire ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, accept us for your deen and for the effort of your deen, oh my Allah. Allahumma inna nas'aluka min khayr ma sa'alaka minhu nabiyyuka Muhammadun sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa na'udhu bika min shaddi ma sta'adha minhu nabiyyuka Muhammadun sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. أنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.